Buy Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And if you're living along the coast, it's a little foggy this morning, like pea soup out here. But a lot of extra moisture for the plants. They just love this morning dew, a little bit of fog, get those leaves all nice and damp, and put some moisture back into the plants. It's going to be a nice day. Great day to work around the yard. And this morning we are at Estabrook's Nursery and Garden Center, and they are located on York Street in my hometown in Kennebunk, Maine. York Street is Route 1, and we'll be here till 10 o'clock. And there are all kinds of specials today until 9, which is their normal opening time. So if you get down there, you can save things like $10 off forsythia. You can save $5 off Austin roses. $5 off volcano phlox, hostas, pink ribbon plants, which are the plants that are proceeds, portion of proceeds go to the breast cancer awareness program, and a lot more. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. They're making coffee as we speak, and that way you can see how radio show is done. We'd love to see you. This time of the year, a lot of work needs to be done, and this is the time right now to start your planting, getting the vegetables in the vegetable garden, planting your flowers of all types, the window boxes, containers. And if you have questions on planting any of these items, give us a call. The number is 800-259-9231. We'll work together to make it easier for you. That way, we can time everything and you can get it done in order. The main plants that really need to go in now are your cold weather crops. Tomatoes, you can wait another week or two. It's not going to be a big deal. But you really need to get in your cold weather crops at this time. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts, celery. They like to go in the ground when the outside temperatures are cool. And if you get a frost, it's not going to hurt these particular plants. They like it cool. If you wait until mid to late June and the temperatures decide to really warm up and they're still in the seedling tray, they're not going to be as productive as if you can get them in the ground now. Things like lettuce, spinach, they will germinate better if your ground is cool. Peas will germinate better if the ground is cool. So if you're just beginning your vegetable garden, these are the things that really need to be put in the ground. But things like beets, carrots can all be started from seed at this point. You can put in your cucumbers and squashes. Just be aware, you know, if where you live, the ground is still on the cool side, and you know, temperatures are staying in the 60s. They're not going to germinate very fast. Keep them moist. That's the secret. The seed that you plant has to be able to absorb moisture to fill itself full of water. When you look at a seed, it's dried out. It's shriveled compared to what it was when it was originally in the vegetable. And it goes dormant in that package that you're buying it in. It's a dormant seed. And when you put it in the ground, that seed has to slowly absorb the moisture in the soil that's around that seed. And when the seed has absorbed enough moisture, it begins to wake up. And as it wakes up, it begins to grow. Some seeds will come in a week. Radishes, for example. You can plant radishes now, and by Thursday or Friday of this week, they'll be up and growing. My radishes came up in 3 days. We had some nice warm weather. Some put them in, and they did absolutely incredible. They're up. Things like beets have been in the ground almost 2 weeks, and they're just beginning to come out. My carrots took about a week and a half. The spinach took about a week and a half. The lettuce came up within a week. So each particular plant will take its own time. And the main thing that you have to keep saying to yourself is when you plant seed, make sure that they get watered every single day. Now, I'm not saying put the sprinkler system over your vegetable garden, let it run for an hour. But a handheld hose with a shower type wand, like the Dram water wand, which is an aluminum handle with a big round head on the end that breaks the water to a gentle shower. If you can lightly water those seeds planting areas once a day or even twice a day, to keep that soil moist, your seeds will germinate a lot better. You'll have a higher percentage of seed germination, and your garden will get going. But, you know, it's still early. It's not Memorial Day yet. So don't panic that you've got to get everything in. There is still plenty of time to go. It's an early season. The weather has been good. And let's hope that it continues in that manner. But, you know, go down to your nursery, start looking at your plants, and certain plants are going to run out. And what a lot of nurseries and garden centers do, they have different plantings so that as one seed planting matures, they start a second one. So right now, if you go down to your local nursery and garden center, you can probably pick up the seedlings that were first started. They'll be more mature. After next weekend, the more mature seedlings are going to be pretty well picked over, and you'll be in with the second planting or possibly even the third planting, and that means you'll have a smaller plant. Go to your local nursery, pick out all of your plants, bring them to your home, and just keep them wet. And if you see that the weather's going to be cold, on like tomatoes or peppers, and where you live, it's kind of questionable if it's going to survive, then put them inside the garage or in your tool shed on the nights that they call for the possibility of a cold. But right now, traditionally at this time of the year, it's safe to get out, do a lot of planting, unless you live in a mountainous area or in northern New England. If you're living in the Presque Isle area, then yes, you may have to wait a little bit longer. But if you're in southern Maine, southern New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, south, then definitely start thinking about getting some planting done. Shrubbery of all types can be put in right now. Roses can be put in. Perennials can be put in. So anything that's going to be nice and hardy and strong, get them in the garden. Get them quick to be established. And don't just dig a hole and pop them in. Dig an oversized hole. put some compost in there, get some biotone with the mycorrhiza to stimulate that root system, and get these plants off to a good start. And when the heat comes, the roots will have already begun to get established in the soil. It will give them a jump on the season, and they'll be off and running. But look for the mycorrhiza. You will not believe the difference that a mycorrhiza product like Biotone will do. Dr. Earth is a new company from the West Coast, and they're in a lot of the garden centers right now. They have a formulation of several varieties of bacteria, fungi, and the mycorrhiza in their mix, and that will help tremendously in the rooting and the establishing of these plants. If we can help you, the phone number here, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And again, we are at Estabrook Nursery, and we are located on Route 1 in Kennebunk. And a little bit foggy today, so take your time when you're getting here. It will clear. It'll be a beautiful day. And then you can work in the yard, and today would be a good day if you need to divide a few perennials, some hostas, some daylilies. They're getting to be a little bit too big. With the cooler temperatures, the cloudy weather, take advantage of it. Let's get them dug, divided, replanted. Use a little bit of liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro once you get them in to absorb some of the shock of transplanting, and you'll be in great shape. 800-259-9231. I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizers. Converted organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methylene gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, Nourish Your Lawn and Gardens help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilon from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Glow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You sound a lot better today than last Sunday.
Yeah.
At least you get your voice back.
The allergies appear to have subsided, but we'll see. They have survived.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Who do we have up first this morning, Don?
First, we have Barry from Portland, Maine, who has a question about a perennial bed.
Okay. Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm good, Barry. I got to sleep in today and broadcasting live from Esther Brooks in Kennebunk. So if you get a chance, come on down and say hello.
I shall. I really need your help, Paul, today.
Okay.
I have 1 week to move a huge perennial bed for construction, before construction.
Okay.
And it is loaded with perennials and that have been in. This bed has been together for about 10 years. So there's a lot of roses and, you know, perennials. And in the middle is this huge hydrangea. And I would like to know, what is the best way to move it?
Okay. Well, I mean, the best thing for you and the easiest is to get a piece of string, tie it to one of the branches, pull all the branches together, and wrap it with some string so that less of a chance of you breaking some of the branches, and they'll all be tied together and be uniform, and dig as big of a root ball as you can handle. And you'll need to wrap the root ball with a piece of burlap. Being that you're in Portland, you can go to Skillen's greenhouse and get some burlap and wrap it around it and tie it with some string. And then take that hydrangea, because it's got a lot of leaves. The temperatures this year started really warm early, and plants are about 2 weeks ahead of themselves. So you've got more leaves than you normally should have at this time of the year. Take that plant, put it in the shade, and make that root ball almost like pure mud. And keep it wet, because hydrangeas have a lot of leaves, and you're going to be cutting some of the roots. So keep it in the shade, keep it nice and wet. And on your perennials, if you don't have enough pots, go to any supermarket and see if they have grape boxes. Grape boxes have wooden sides and heavy, heavy cardboard. And you could put two or three or four clumps of perennials in that one container, put some soil around it, and hold it as a grouping of perennials. And the same thing, put those into the shade until you're able to put them in a location, and you should be okay. But a day like today, it's perfect. It's cloudy, it's foggy, it's cool, and temperature-wise, it's not going to be as warm as it has been the last couple of days. So take advantage of this, and if you need to move plants, this is the perfect time and the perfect weather for that, okay? And if you can put them in pots, roses, if they're going to be kept out of the ground for several days or 2 or 3 weeks during the construction or longer, try and get some big containers, some plastic pots. And some of the nurseries may have some used pots that you could get from them for inexpensive money, old black pots that they've recycled. I would try and do that, but you've got a good day to dig, divide, move, relocate your perennials. Take advantage of the weather, take advantage of the cooler temperatures, and get that done, and it'll make a big, big difference. This is a good day for a lot of things. If you want to plant a new lawn, for example, take advantage of this moisture and the cooler temperatures. It'll make it easier for you. Take a look at that new Echo Lawn. The Echo Lawn is a wonderful, wonderful grass seed. It will grow in sun. It will grow in full shade right underneath big trees. It's the type of grass that requires one fertilization a year in the spring. And it will tolerate dry, hot summers, just like anything else. If you live in Massachusetts, the only nursery that I know that carries it is Northeast Nursery on Route 1 South in Peabody. So take a drive down there, pick up a bag of the seed, get it planted. This is the time of the year. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Did Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. We are broadcasting live from Estabrook Greenhouse and Garden Center on Route 1 in Kennebunk. And if you get down here before 9 o'clock, they have all kinds of specials on different types of shrubs, $5 off, $10 off, roses, $5 off, a variety of phlox called Volcano, $5 off, any hosta in the place. $5 off. Holytone and Plant Tone, $2 off a 20-pound bag, $1 off any Organica products, and a lot more. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. And again, if you want, there's a whole page of specials. Come down before 9 and take advantage of it, and you'll save some green. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ruth from Cambridge, Massachusetts, who has a question about a purple plum.
Ruth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Have a flowering purple plum.
Yes.
And it has scale. It is loaded. Is there any way I can save it?
Yeah, very, very easy. Go to your local nursery, and what you want is call all-season oil. And all-season oil is a product is probably 6 or 7 years old. It's a highly, highly refined paraffin wax type oil. And you mix it with water, spray it on your plant. And what it does is it coats the skin of the insect or the shell with the scale with this paraffin oil. And then it can't breathe. So it suffocates it. It's not a chemical. It's not a poison. It suffocates. And you can use this horticultural oil in the vegetable garden, in your perennials, on your roses, on houseplants. And in the middle of winter, if you get insects on your houseplants, you can use it in your house. And there's no smell because it's not a petrochemical type product. It's an oil, and it smothers. And it's really good because right now the scale are getting ready to lay eggs, and some of them already have. So you need to spray the whole tree and come back in 2 weeks and do it again because any of the eggs that are old enough are underneath the mother. So she looks like a turtle. And they're underneath her shell. So when you spray the all-season oil, you will kill the mother. The eggs will hatch. They'll crawl out and make the situation worse. But at least you've killed all the adults. You come back 2 weeks later, hit it again, and then in the fall of the year, hit it a third time. And that will eliminate scale. Their plant's called euonymus with the green and white foliage or white and green, and they get scale. So check those out. If you have yews or holly, and I was talking to some people yesterday that had some beautiful hollies, and they're noticing that on the inside, the leaves look like they're black. And when they rub the leaves, the black comes out, and that is called sooty mold. Same situation. On yews, on hollies, they have scale, which is like a little turtle sucking on the plant. And some of the plant juices are spit from the plant because it's getting too much. And it's pure sugar on the leaves, and this black sooty mold grows on it. If you see this, then get some of this all-season oil. And you're going to see that your plants are going to do a lot better. You know, it's like a whole bunch of mosquitoes on this plant chewing on it. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Tom from Lowell, Massachusetts, who has a couple of questions, one of which is about mint, and the next is about a small rose bush.
Okay. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have two questions. I have some mint plants, and some of the leaves are starting to curl under. And then I have a mini rose bush, and it's grown some new branches, and the branches are like twice the height of the rose bush itself. And it seems like it doesn't want to remain a mini rose bush. I was wondering.
Okay, what's happening with your mini roses? Mini roses are hybrids that have been grafted. And when you get a branch on any kind of a rose that seems to be growing twice as fast as everything else, it's a possibility that the plant is trying to revert back to the original because they grow one plant for the roots and they grow another plant for the actual flowers. So when they get the plant well established, they cut all of the growth that plant has made, and they graft a rose that you want to it to make it hardier. And every now and then, below the graph, the roots are trying to say, hey, I'm in charge here. And it tries to take over. And when it does, that's when you really notice this elongated and non-productive. And I mean that, non-productive. That new growth will grow, rob all the energy out of the plant, and not give you much as far as flowers on it. So remove all of that. You'll be in great shape. Your mint, don't worry about it. Mint is something that you cannot kill. It's very strong. It's very aggressive. It could have been back a week or two. We did have some cold weather, and where I live in Kennebunk, we had quite a bit of frost damage. And I think that's probably what it is. So don't panic with your mint. It really takes a major event to kill mint. In Kennebunk, where I live, and south and north, we're 2 weeks ahead foliage-wise, the trees and the shrubbery. And we had a frost about a week and a half ago. And when I went outside to take my dogs out, first thing in the morning, there was ice in the birdbath, about a quarter of an inch thick, and didn't pay much attention to it until a few days later. My yews, everyday common yews, the new growth, about 2 inches long, turned brown and died. Half of the leaves on Japanese red maples came off. Hydrangeas, the new growth, got nipped by the frost. Let's see what else. Bleeding hearts, astilbe, hybrid lilies were all hit. Hostas were hit by the frost. So there's nothing that you can do. You just wait. Give them a little bit of extra food to try and give them that extra energy to produce secondary new growth, and the plants will come right back. So have some patience, Tom. It will get better. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is a. Sandra from Maine, who has a couple of questions, one about a house plant and another about white spots on a plant.
Okay. Sandra, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Enjoy your show and your newsletter. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
I have a question, and I think this is how you pronounce it, Streptocarpus?
Yes, Streptocarpus, yes.
Right, and I've had them for years, but... The ends of the leaves seem to become brittle and dry. They're not pretty. And then I've given some to friends, and sometimes their leaves, the whole leaf is kind of spotted. And
yes.
So am I. What am I doing wrong? And
okay.
Then I have a question about pansies. All their faces seem to have little white spots. Is that a blight or a bug or?
If there's a little bit of spotting, it could be a fungus on it. I mean, we've had really crazy weather. It's been up and down and up and down. But what I would do is any of the faces that have a lot of spotting, pick them. And rather than throw them away, pick the nice long stems. Put them in a small vase of water and put them on your windowsill by your sink, and you can still enjoy it. Any general purpose fungicide, if you have something like Serenade, which is a really good all natural, all organic fungicide, I would apply it on that. But pansies are usually very, very strong. But traditionally, during the month of April and May, we don't get 80s and high 70 degree temperatures, and we have. And so it created a lot of surge growth due to the heat, and then we're getting knocked with some cold weather, and, you know, Mother Nature is not ready. She has not settled down yet. Hopefully, real close to it. But just be aware of it, and, you know, if you want to plant some of your warmer crops, just watch the weather, and with a little luck, we'll be okay. But there's always the outside possibility. If you live in low areas or in valleys where the air doesn't move, then you have the chance. And if that's going to happen, then you just put something over the plants if they call for cold weather. But other than that, You know, it's time. It's time to get your tomatoes in the ground, to get your peppers and cucumbers and squashes. It's that time of the year right now for most of us. Northern Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. You mean I would wait another week, wait until the full moon, and that's coming up in a week or maybe a little bit longer than that. But you got to have a little bit of patience, and you'll be okay. On your streptocarpus, try and treat it like an African violet. It likes some soil with a lot of organic matter. So get a good quality potting soil and something that's got some compost or peat moss in it, and keep them on the moist side. Streptocarpus is a unique plant. It has long strap-type leaves with tall stems with beautiful flowers that dangle like bells on it. And it's a wonderful houseplant, and they will bloom off and on almost all year. They like to be fed on a monthly basis, but a rich soil that stays moist. And I've had them for years and years. I don't have any right now, but I've had them in the past. And during the winter, we would keep them on a full sun window. The same thing with African violets. From September until May, full sun. When you get to May, then you put it in a morning sun or a late in the day sun. And then when the kids go back to school in September, then you move them back to a full sunny location. And you're going to find that they're going to do a lot better. We have all kinds of things for your plan today. We're going to talk about the new mycorrhizal fertilizer coming up today, on how it works and how do you apply it, so that you can have a much better garden. And there's a lot of things that need to be done right now. So look around your yard, make a list. And if you have any questions of what you should do first and what you should do last, the number to call is 800-259-9231. If you live in Southern Maine, we're at Esther Brooks Nursery on Route 1 in Kennebunk. Come on by and say hello. The coffee's ready, and it's hot, and it's good. Dawn, who's up next?
Actually, we're going to be heading to a break right about now.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll go right to those phone lines. 800-259-9231.
Ashton Ritchie from Scotts on the field with Dave Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, Ashton. Welcome to Fenway Park.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, your field looks great.
In this league, Ashton, it has to. That's why we use Scotts.
Nice. Any advice for fans who want their grass to be green and thick?
Funny you should ask. I actually helped Scotts develop two new products to do just that. Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Fenway Park Grass Seed.
Oh, so now fans can use the same Scotts fertilizer technology and actual grass seed varieties you use here.
Absolutely. Now anyone can get big league results, even if they don't happen to have a grounds crew.
Hey, that'll certainly give Red Sox fans something to get excited about.
Yep, that and beating the Yankees.
Yeah, Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Grass Seed by Scotts. Scotts, the official lawn care company of the Boston Red Sox.
Play ball!
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate, good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Estabrook's Nursery, Route 1 in Kennebunk. And if you get here before 9 o'clock, they have all kinds of specials. $2 off bags of Hollytone and Plantone, $10 off Forsythia, $5 off roses, hostas, and the pink ribbon plants, where are the breast awareness program. Donations are made for every plant that is sold, $5 off. And all the proven winner trees and shrubs are $5 off also. Coffee's on. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Alice from Maine, who has a question about chipmunks.
Alice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Last week, people called in with problems with chipmunks. And
yes.
I have an easy solution, and it's totally organic. Feed them. The solution is you feed them. Chipmunks are cute, they're fun to watch, and they're easy to tame. You can get them tamed so they'll come right up to you. They're cute as buttons. So I put out black oil sunflower seeds for the birds, and the squirrels, like chipmunks, love them. So I made a little chipmunk house. It has a ladder, and they scamper up and down the ladder. The birds go there, too. And I love to watch them. They sit up there and fill up their cheeks and scamper back down the ladder. And they never bothered my bulbs. They eat your bulbs and things because they're hungry. But I've never had any problems, and they're such fun to watch. I think that's a lot
really
easier.
They are an awful lot of fun to watch. The time where they become a problem is if they get to build a house underneath walkways or underneath patios, and I had that problem at my house. And I think that was probably the main concern of some of the callers, is they are a rodent, and they are cute to watch, but if they are looking for a place to live that will stay warm, and what I found that happens at my house is my front walkway faces south, and during the winter we shovel it and keep it open, and they live underneath that walkway. And when the ground thaws in the spring, every year the walkway collapses because they dig under there, and that's where they stay while the ground is frozen. So they can be a nuisance there. But if you can feed them away and prevent them from digging in places like that, then you're okay. But, you know, chipmunks are cute, but they can be very, very destructive. They love stone walls, and if you've gone to a lot of work to build that stone wall and to keep it straight, when they dig underneath it and the ground is frozen, the stone wall is fine. But when spring comes and the ground settles, the stone walls begin to collapse. So, you know, you gotta look at it two ways. If you enjoy them like you do, Alice, then create a way that you can feed them and you can bring them closer to the house and watch them. But they can create a problem. So just be aware. And if you see that they are making holes near a patio that you spend time on or near a walkway that you use on a regular basis, then those areas you can treat with repellents. And that way they won't make a residence in that area, and that should help you a great deal. And there are a lot of organic ways that you can control little critters like that very, very easy. Thank you, Alice. We appreciate the phone call. Now, those of you that have moss, it's not too late to kill the moss. Right now, you're getting plenty of moisture, and when you get a day that's going to be rain-free, there's a company called Lily Miller, and they have a liquid or a powdered moss killer, and it works wonderful. You wet the moss prior to applying it, or a day like today where you've got fog and you've got some morning dew on the grass, you apply the moss killer as a powder. It will stick to it, and by the end of the day, you're going to see a lot of changes to that moss. When you use a moss killer, you also have to add lime. The lime will sweeten the soil, making it more difficult for the moss to grow. But with Lily Miller Moss Killer, it will do a great job for you.